God is the measure of yourself.
A young man from Bahrain wrote to us, I don't know whom to believe. Am I a Muslim, a communist, or a Christian? Would you help me and show me the right person to follow? Muhammad, Marx, Lenin, or Christ? He signed his letter, The Confused One. This young man, like many others, is drowning in the swirling cross-currents of the world. Fortunately, this young man had not sunk in the depth of his despair, nor did he lose hope. He called for help and wanted to know the right person to follow. He was not satisfied with dry traditions, meaningless phrases, or dead doctrines. He felt that there must be something more. There must be a possibility of getting in contact with God. Yes, the living God exists. He is the true measure for the human race, the example for his followers. He lifts them from the muddy waters of evil and sin to his own holiness and love. He clearly revealed the standard he set for all mankind. Be holy because I am holy. You may be shocked and say, God forbid! How can I compare myself to God? Listen carefully to what the Bible says. This holy God does not ask you to save yourself. That is impossible. He wants to free you from your wrong human measurements and save you from the standards of the world. God has created man according to his own image. Therefore, he wants us to walk in his holiness and nothing less. He said to Abraham, his friend, I am God, the Almighty. Live always in my presence and be perfect. The loving God will free you from the ties of your sins. He is ready to save, to sanctify, and to heal the weakness of your mind and soul. You must come to understand that all your goodness is not adequate to God's measure of holiness. Before him, no one is good, and we are not capable of saving ourselves by our own willpower. The goodness which God asks from us is his own holiness and loving kindness, nothing else. Christ expressed this principle by saying, Be perfect, as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Every person who reads this word from the Gospel and realizes the depth of its meaning will give up in despair, because we cannot be perfect as God. Yet this tells us the true meaning of sin, that we are not clean and good as God is. Christ explained this to a rich young man, saying, No one is good except God alone. Dear friend, listen to the old truth. If you recognize and know God in his reality, then you will begin to see yourself in his light. There are many who think that they are kind, well-educated, and honorable people, but they do not realize that God looks at them through His eyes of holiness. They do not use the divine measurement for their lives. Everyone appears before God as a condemned sinner. The true knowledge of God melts our pride away. No one is good but God, and there is no man better than another. Whoever measures himself with God confesses that he, as well as everybody else, is a wicked and filthy sinner. No one can pass this divine test. Paul the Apostle proclaimed this basic truth in his well-known letter, saying, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do you agree with these facts? Do you still claim to be a good person and better than others? If you are honest, you will listen to the voice of your conscience, which is convicting you of your hidden sins. You know exactly where and how you have sinned. As you come closer to God and His light, the clearer you will see the dark shame and sins in your life. Come to the Lord now, and don't delay, for it is written, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." Now is a day of salvation.